ladies and gentlemen, it's Hawk coming to you live. It is 9/6/2019. It was a live Friday night show. And we're trying to get a special guest up on the air, trying to track him down and get him on the air. But while I'm waiting for that, let me just read this to you, because I'll tell you. The more I see it, the more it's just all coming down to what Lord Jesus has to say. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And you see, we're having some earthquakes now again off of Oregon, starting to increase. And that plays right in with what Brother Quayle was talking about, Cascadia. And the very fact that they're talking about a strong possibility of a large quake in Cascadia. Real strong possibility of that. At the same time, I was going to talk to you about last night a little bit, but I got to run out of time. This Dorian, this hurricane, and I don't go down the road where it wasn't a class, you know, Cat 5, and, you know, yes, the wind speeds are different at all levels of elevation and all kind of stuff. I think it was a real Cat 5, but what the deal was, I told you weeks, you know, week or two ago, I saw them creating it, likely the Red Chinese, on creating it out of Africa and Central Africa. And consequently, that storm was directed directly at Trump's Mar-a-Lago, right at Palm Beach. And that was the bullseye. Well, that was very instrumental in understanding who might have created it. At the same time, it could be created by top-level Luciferians in the U.S. military intelligence, government science complex. But I think with the extreme enmity ongoing in the trade wars with China and all of that, I think it's highly likely that it's the Red Chinese. Now, the other aspect of this is that the Red Chinese are already involved in the Caribbean. And they're reaching out and have been reaching out. So they could have directed it at Trump. Now, I think that there was a U.S. faction of military, above top secret, military scientific intelligence that is constitutional and is also pro-Trump. Very good. That basically that was counteracted, and then that system stalled, and like two football players, they moved it up the coast. However, the Red Chinese are ready to buy the Bahamas, so we got to keep that in mind. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we've tracked him down, and he's busier than 10 bees these days, Brother Steve Quayle. Steve, are you with me?
Hey, Hawk, yes, good to talk to you tonight, and we've got some literally world-changing events, even within our government. And I want to talk about, just going right into it, I heard you talking about the hurricane and stuff, but I don't think people understand that Ilhan Omar celebrates the court ruling to end terror watch lists, and this is largely, okay, largely for Muslim terrorists that were put on and that came out of the Middle East and came out of 9/11. But, Hawk, the thing that's happening is now Christians, gun owners, constitutionalists, everything that was on the MIAC report, we've been moved to front and center, and now the terrorists are off scot-free. So if you don't think Obama, and I don't think Obama did maximum damage, look at Brennan, a Muslim, look at what the treason that he is guilty of, and then you look at, obviously, you look at Clapper, you look at Comey, you look at all these guys. Ladies and gentlemen, our country has been overthrown. So what were we known for and what have we become? There's not one single swamp creature in jail, even though Q said there were 65,000 indictments. Well, COINTELPRO is always effective, and you and I both have the same feeling about that. But, Hawk, one of the things that's interesting today, and I know you picked it up, I don't know if I sent it to you, but you saw it. Now the FBI is going after Apple, and who is it, Google also. They want to turn over any apps that were used by shooters, that I'm talking legal shooters, that would calibrate ballistics, because obviously they know that long-range shooters have to calculate bullet drop, they have to calculate bullet weight, wind, elevation, and other things, even barometric pressure and the temperature of the day for the really good shots. So now it's no longer assault rifles. It's coming after anything that can be used to stop the takeover. You and I both know the red flag law is nothing more than the integration of the red list. They're taking it over bite by bite and foothold by foothold. And so all those stories that we've been warning about, Hawk, for 25 years in my case, 20 years in your case, or 15 years when you took over my show, and thank you for doing that. The bottom line is, Hawk, we're right where we talked about, and I think that's where people have got to have a come-to-Jesus moment in their life, because George Soros is lobbying Congress to take away our guns, and my friend in the DHS told me point-blank, he said, hey, Steve, I talked to a Republican congressman, and he said they're going to, the Republicans in the House are going to roll and go for total gun confiscation, and then he said, I don't believe, and neither did the Republican congressman, think that there was enough votes in the Senate to overturn it. Now you've got Ivanka Trump, you've got Soros, now look at, you've got Jared Kushner, the Soros guy, Ivanka being one of the main proponents of gun control confiscation, and Hawk, I don't know, and I really don't, how to make it any clearer, and it's not, and how do I say this? It's not in the process, it's au fait accompli. The feat has been accomplished. So now, once again, everybody who is on the terrorist watch list, and what's happened, look at this, ladies and gentlemen, because of the subjugation of the United States by all those who Obama appointed under the DHS, fusion centers, everything, right now, every American who holds the values true to America has become the enemy, and the enemies of America have become the ruling party.
Just yes, woe to them that call good evil and evil good, you know?
Yep, and so I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. The only thing I see stopping this, and thank you, Todd, for giving me more volume. I had sent Todd saying, give me some more volume. The point being, Hawk, the only thing that will stop this is God initiating his judgment upon the United States of America. And as you know, I've been watching the Cascades. As you know, I've been watching all the NASA planes flying from wherever there's a hot zone. As you know, we've got situations going on that now are coming up against a gag order. I received a message from a geologist, apart from Doc, the guy I talked to you about, that is running for his life. And they simply said this. They said, if you don't quit talking, we're going to kill you. Well, in America, anything that is the truth now is subject to the firing squad, and anything that is a lie is embraced by the devils that are.
Yes, absolutely, brother. I'll tell you, we are at the time. It's not coming in the future. It's not 10 right. years down the road or a year down the road. Or so. We're at the time. And I wanted to point out also, you mentioned Jared Kushner. He borrowed $250 million from Soros and probably still owes him $250
million. Ah, the price to pay to have his way.
Yes, the $250 million piece of silver, right. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and I think the thing that people have got to understand, I stand by my statement, those closest to you do you. I know that from personal experience over the last 6 months. I know that you're going to see it with Ivanka. You're going to see it. And I quite candidly, I'm astonished. We see that now Donald Trump is even embracing the social credit score for firearms. Does this guy not get it that the people that tried to overthrow him, to absolutely destroy his quote-unquote empire, are now pushing, through his daughter and others, a social credit score just like China? Hawk, you know I went on record years ago before anybody believed that there was such a thing as an assassination algorithm. Now everything you think, do, and say, everything you've typed, everything you've entered on your Faces of Death book, everything you've tweeted, twattered, or pitter-pattered is all in the databases. Every database that exists, from medical to financial, has been violated. They're all violated. And so the thing is that the United States has a social profile system and a social credit score already running in the background. When I went to Peru a couple years ago, listen, we talked to two of the people, one specifically, they travel all over the world and they're AI experts. They joined us in Peru. The thing is, he told me point blank then, and you heard me say it, he said AI is 100% transparent. Now, listen, ladies and gentlemen, with the newest technology out there and everything going on, and you know, Hawk, you remember when I called Faces or Facebook Faces of Death book? It has turned into that. It has turned into that, brother. And you remember, you know, the squawkers and the talkers, and all they do is, you know, peck away. All they would say is, who are you to tell me to get off Facebook? Oh, somebody that understands who set it up, Marcus Wolf of the Stasi, and obviously, you know, Yevgeny Premakov years ago, and the famous statement
and
you
Karpov.
And
Admiral Poindexter in the Total Information Awareness Unit. Remember that?
Yep. Yeah, I do. And
it's,
you know,
all
I remember
right back on here. Now we got the propaganda arm of the Pentagon again, going after the deep fakes, right?
Yep. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there's also a story today that, you know, and it's going to be applied to nationals. Right now, anybody trying to get in the United States with a visa, all their social media is being scanned. Spiders are going into it. But you can bet your bottom dollar with this new ruling that it won't apply to Islamic terrorists or former Islamic terrorists. And see, here's the deal, Hawk, and you and I both know this. The plan is to absolutely destroy the United States of America. And the devil has provoked the larger portion of America to embrace everything that the living God has said is wrong. That's why they hate God, hate his people. Jesus said they hated me without a cause, they're going to hate you without a cause. You know, so the point is that now it's a game on for them. And they absolutely are tightening up all of the loose ends, and these people are sworn communists. They can just embrace my donkey's hinder parts, when that's a nice and kinder way of saying it, but, you know, they're talking, I do not think people understand. Communism and the radical Islam, and actually total Islam, is bent on the occupation and destruction and occupation by the sword. You know that. It means submission to the sword. And so you've got a lady who's breaking the law. I will probably use a different word, not that one. An entity who's breaking the law. She's absolutely even guilty of, I believe, you know, if in Islam, I believe adultery is guilty of stoning. Of course, it's selective. And now we've got the situation in this country where they have not only stolen the narrative, the radical Democrat communists, but the people who are conservatives have let them get away with it and won't challenge it. I believe that we are in a state, and I'll use a word I haven't used probably in 10 years, narcosynthesis. Narcosynthesis means we've been anesthetized into an unreal worldview. Some people call it cognitive dissonance. I call it narcosynthesis. And we are.
Yeah, or like pain drug hypnosis. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way. You know, we've been hypnotized, demoralized, castrated in both physical and in intellectual capacities. The loudest voice, the squeaky wheel, gets the oil money in all of the billionaires. Isn't it interesting, too, Scott? or Scott, forgive me, Hawk, that what's it, Scott News, I think it was, is carrying the story about the billionaires going to Mars. They want to set up a planet. They want to escape this place, and I don't think most people understand this. The devil knows the prophecies, even like the Book of Enoch, which warned of the great flood coming. Well, if you've got superior technology, you can get the, you know, to the place, again, where you can escape amongst the stars. And it says in the Bible that all of this thing is coming down, meaning this whole world of that which was invisible coming visible. So, ladies and gentlemen, you may not like this statement, but the United States has been overthrown politically without firing a shot. And now you've got Vladimir Putin even offering to defend us against our enemies because we don't have the goodies or the toys or the advanced weapon systems they have. Now, Hawk, you and I both know that in the deep black ops world, we have stuff that they can't even think about. And a certain friend of ours told us that they got stuff that makes atom bombs look like Little League. But at the end of the day, Hawk, here's the thing. When someone loses their will to fight, whether it's MK Ultra, whether it's electromagnetic mind melting, whether it's the severing, we have been intellectually beheaded in this country. We have been morally castrated in this country. And when I'm talking about that, I mean it in the context of we no longer have the right or the role or the acceptance as speaking into this fallen nation. And I told on my broadcast they do every other day, Q-Files 2.0 TV, I said, God gave me a word for all the Christians, and here it is. You need to start praying in precatory prayer as David did in the Psalms. Not out of personal vendetta, but coming against the enemies of God. Hawk, you and I both know, telling people all the stuff we know, we've told them, and try to get them to understand, to prepare, you know, like somebody said, they won't prepare, but they'll remember who did. But I was in prayer, and I felt the Lord spoke to me and said, tell my people to get active in imprecatory prayer. Now the pansies, the daisies, and the, the pansies, the daisies, and all of those who are weak-willed willies, you know, that do not even believe in resisting evil. And the book of Hebrews tells us we're to resist evil, even if it costs us our life. And
that's
God even says, who will rise up against the evil for me? Who will speak out? Who will rise
Who's
up?
Who's going to stand in the gap until Jesus comes back? Yes. Absolutely,
yeah, and what has your motto been? What has your motto been since you've been on talk radio? To what? Strike blows. Go ahead and tell people.
Against the enemies, strike. Well, I was called to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and then secondarily to warn the remnant of what is coming and how to prepare, you know? And that is the thing, is to strike blows against the devil, against his minions, against all of the enemies of Jesus. And that's over 50% of the population of this country now.
Well, and maybe higher than that, Hawk, because use the word remnant, and that which it remains. And look, I'm not going to figure out percentage, but Jesus said when the Lord returns, will he find faith in the earth? He wouldn't ask that unless he was trying to draw our attention that, well, look, if there's going to be a time unlike any other. I was just posting a story about some Swedish gimpy professor, in my opinion, who's talking about cannibalism, and we're now to consider eating the flesh. You saw that, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, 20 years ago you were telling us that was going to come, Steve.
Yep, and again, you know, I posted a story by a guy who, claims the Lord spoke to him with other people that the great earthquake is coming. He set a date for September 21st. For the record, I believe it's later than that, but I believe all the reasons that he stated, and it's a video on my website, and the thing is, Hawk, is that I know the great earthquake, and you've heard me talk about this, that triggers the full-scale introduction of, ladies and gentlemen, the tribulation. And so when people, you know, by the way, you know the Pope is now talking about, quote, certain Americans. He considers it an honor that certain Americans are taking him on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that's like basically flattery from the false prophet. And if he is becoming that open in his animus and antagonism towards the Lord Jesus Christ, even the foundations of his own church, then you've got to understand, and I know people that are traditional Catholics call him the anti-pope, but you've got to understand how late in the game this is, how very late in the game this is. And Hawk, I'm told to get into the Antarctica that in the 31st of, well, it would be October, that there's a great convocation of let's say some of the world's most powerful and elite Satanists, high priests, illuminists, globalists, but you know, total evil spiritualists going there for their next, if you will, direction and guidance from the evil one.
You think they're going to land there at the Union Glacier, Steve?
I believe they're going to land there, but I also believe they're going to use the gates, you know?
Yes.
I actually do.
Yes. And, let me ask you this question, which is inside baseball with our friend. Do you think that when he and his people took off to what I would call a paradise planet, that they had to give up some gates or a portable gate or two to get off the planet?
You know, I don't know, but you remember Hawk and I are referring to a certain friend of ours was literally offered billions to give up certain technology.
Yes.
They also, a number of years ago, offered Hawk and I a get-off-the-planet free card. Now, most people think you and I are just basically, you know, out there, crazy and stuff, but it's true. And we were actually given our tickets. I don't know that we should tell people what they are or what they were, and obviously that door closed to us. But the point that is critical to understand is that, yes, they want off the planet. And here's the reason, Hawk. Just like the fallen angels were warned, and they were warning their children, the giants, of the great destruction of the flood coming, they were warned ahead of time, and they want off the planet. It is my contention that many people that we see, we think are human, are not. Therefore, they who fled the first judgment, the second judgment, and now the final judgment are bailing on planet Earth because they know what's coming. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel, the Lord God of heaven, He who created the heavens and the earth, who sent Jesus to redeem us. They have provoked Him, and God is in the mode of getting the world's attention. And, you know, the Bible says when His judgments are in the land, people learn righteousness. Is there any call for righteousness? Is there any call for repentance? Is there any call for saying, look what we're doing? Is there any call by those who are Christians in Congress, in the Senate, against what Ilhan Omar, Ilhan Omar just did? And so now we have, just like you said, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever have understood the ramifications of what Hawk and I are talking about tonight, I got a frog in my throat. The point is that this is the night to understand it. You must understand it. It's very critical, you know. And here's something else that most people don't know. Parts of the military, Hawk, you and I both know that between Majestic 12, and we'll give people a little teaser because this is what we were taught, and correct me if I'm wrong, two divisions. There were the magic, bad guys. There were the magi, the good guys. And there is a war. Weren't you and I informed of inter-military warfare almost, you realize that's almost 13 years ago, don't you?
Yeah, it's longer. It's 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it was the magi, who were the good guys, and the black magicians, or the magic, the black magicians. Gotcha. And both of them have high technology.
Yep, and they were fighting, literally. They were fighting. And when I say fighting, not arguing over budgets, we were told they were fighting with their weapons, battling each other, and people really lived and people really died.
They also used low-level battlefield nukes to blow up underground bases, did they not, Steve?
Yes, they did. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, there's a couple of really good YouTube videos out on the U.S. military presence confirmed at ancient Stargate ruins in Antarctica. And Hawk, you and I have talked about this for years and years and years, that whenever there is a significant area of, I would say, an intersecting energy line, like ley lines, or specifically tunnel systems or cave systems that lead to the underworld or to different civilizations, i.e. the reptilians and stuff, and people, you know, it doesn't matter anymore what they think. They are going to see stuff that they will have no excuse for. And I really think that people should have recognized the biggest telltale warning today of all, that DARPA is going to cleanse the Internet. You saw that, right?
Yes, sir. We're going to cleanse the Internet. And that means we're going to cleanse you people out there, particularly if you're Christian or if you're a veteran. And even if you're Caucasian, Steve.
I know. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus said it. Ethnos against ethnos. That's what nation against nation means. It means ethnicity against ethnicity. And who was the provoker or provocateur of that? Obama was. And that's what we've gotten, ladies and gentlemen. And ask yourself this. He still has, if you will, beyond presidential or at least equal to presidential security, even when he flies with military escorts and stuff. So the deal is
one that people don't know also, Steve, is that these guys just don't go away. He still has Valerie Jarrett. They're still in Calorama. She's still running his operation using the Soros money and the Spetsnaz commandos that he hired, plus the Antifa front groups. And then I saw you put up that really good article about Arabella today.
Yes.
The funding mechanism.
Tell people who Arabella is.
Well, it's all of these NGOs and all of these funding mechanisms for the black money that, and people were talking about, you know, $500 million, $1 billion going in to try to defeat the right for you to have and possess and to use and bear a firearm, to take out the First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, to put you in a prison of the mind or an electromagnetic prison, and to pay you $1,000 a month after they kill 90% of you, put cyborgs and robots in all of your jobs. Brother Quayle, this is right out of your book, isn't it? Terminated, the End of Man is Here.
Absolutely. And, you know, we used to laugh at the cartoons, the character of a guy in a robe and long hair and hadn't been, you know, bathed, kind of something that stepped out of the Old Testament from the desert. But it's moved from, obviously, then is near to the end is here. And I absolutely, Hawk, do not believe that for one minute the majority, and I hope the remnant figures it out, and I really do. And that's God's business to number the remnant. He knows. I don't know. But the point is, they better get serious, because next year, it's a battle zone, it's Battlefield America. And I said that, by the way, last year in, Branson, 5 months, 6 months before, that, the word normal will never be the same again, and neither will the life
we've
known.
And it has not been.
And it has not been. This year after Branson, here's what I get. The night comes when no man can work. Work swiftly, because great nightfall, and when you're talking about nightfall, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about 3 days of darkness on the planet and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about when the Internet goes dark, when the bank accounts are shut off, when the credit cards are shut off, and your price to continue existing is the mark. And look, everybody argues about the technology, the mark. It will be voluntary.
Bezos is already doing.
Oh, say that?
Bezos is already instituting it at Whole Foods.
Yep. And the thing is that you don't understand, that you don't understand, I'm speaking again almost just, in a statement of, it's not aimed at anybody, but let me change it. the majority, if not the max, I'm going to use a new word, majority, I don't think that's good enough. I'm going to call it the maxority, okay? The maximum amount of people that will fit the description do not get it. So the maxority is no longer even concerned with this at all. And I don't know if the, you know, for everybody's got to see this, but when Taco Bell or Taco Time or one of the taco companies reduces their menu by, what, 10 items, 8 or 10 items, and they say they're going to do something else, that's not because they're trying to, you know, offer new selections. Selection means adding more, not subtracting from. It's because they're having a problem sourcing the food. One of the first things you'll notice, ladies and gentlemen, is food prices in restaurants will go up and up and up. And then they will go to open only on weekends, and then they'll go to being shut down. And that is what I think that people absolutely have got to see, that it is at that late a date in this country right now that, can I say this? If you don't take what we're warning you about seriously, then they will take your life, or you will roll over and take the mark of the beast. When the mark of the beast comes, it will damn you to hell if you take it, because it will genetically alter that. Think of, if you will, a smiling devil injecting your DNA, and your DNA, if you will, warps and is totally surpassed, overtaken, and compromised by the worm that dieth not. And Hawk, I said this too today. I said, you know, the DNA, I'm convinced that after the fall, our DNA had, if you will, a serpent-like strand in our DNA, the double helix. I believe when we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, we become new creations in Christ Jesus. And just as the descendants of Adam were born into original sin, the recipients of grace through belief in Jesus Christ and obedience and repentance are given a new genetic strain. Because how else can we even enter the world of incredible quantum statements of Jesus about we're superpositioned? We're on earth, I'm on earth, you're at your house, I'm at my house. But the deal is, the Word of God says we're seated in heavenly places. How can God call the things that aren't as though they were? Well, I mean, you've got superpositioning then. You can have an atom existing in two places. It doesn't matter how far apart, at the same time and same place. That discovery should have made every scientist bend over, repent, and say, where has my head been believing all this nonsense? Look at the accuracy of God's word.
Yes. Now, you know, Brother Quayle, I'm going to tell you this. You know, it's like what you were saying about the change of the DNA. It's going to be like they put an evil devil tattoo on your soul. Remember when you talked to the tattoo artist who said, and he repented of doing tattoos and had tried to get his removed because when you put the ink in there, there was something to it and that went into the blood. Remember?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Steve, will you take a moment and give your information about your upcoming branch? And we're at the bottom of the hour right here, so why don't you tell everybody how they can get to Branson or get the information and whatever else you'd like to promote?
Thank you, Hawk. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go on Gen6, GENSIX.com, and sign up for live streaming. The conference called Answering the Alien Question is going to be different than any other conferences that I've ever been involved with. Now, just FYI, this is the third one, or actually counting Whitestone, it would be the fourth one that I've ever been involved with. But we already know from the backside, no conference we've ever done has gotten so much curiosity. And I want to share something, Hawk. I'm going to share stuff that the Lord has shared with me, and no names will be given or anything. But the point is that I was praying. I'm saying, God, you got to help me to know what to say and what not to say. And he said, what I'm going to tell you, to tell the people that will be listening in to you, Steve, is that this is giving them their last chance to repent. Now, can somebody still repent on their deathbed? I don't know. But based on, and you can validate what I'm saying without giving any sources away, am I saying the truth about who took interest in answering the alien question from the deep background and the people that live in the world of secrecy.
Yes, there's a whole lot of people interested in what you're going to be saying down there. And they think that even if you don't know it, they think that you have some evidence or some of the information you're going to bring out is going to reveal to them what they're looking to know. And quite frankly, there's a whole lot of stuff that is going to come out. And then we also don't know exactly what the other guys are going to bring up too, Steve. I mean, like, you got heavy hitters coming to this conference, big time people, you know.
Yeah, and you've got Gary Stearman, whose family, Stearman Aircraft, was bought out by the big aircraft companies, and then a lot of, excuse me a minute, Hawk. I'm sorry. A lot of Gary Stearman's family, you know, uncles and everybody that bear the name, were involved in the reverse engineering of alien craft, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, Gary's going to tell a story about a crash site in Colorado that makes Roswell seem like Little League. He's also going to talk about he's a pilot flying in an aircraft along with a UFO accompanying him and for a multi-hour long flight. He's also going to talk about stuff that he has yet to talk about. And look, he's 80 years old. I'm 68. And the thing is that those of us who have been sitting on certain information, it's not like it's I know something you don't. No, it's because there is a context of understanding now. The planet is now ready to put into a framework of understanding that which they just would have mocked, ridiculed, and said, that can't be real. When the Navy broke loose with, obviously, the F-18s off the coast of California, pretty much off Baja, correctly,
right,
following all these different spacecraft and stuff, there were a lot of pilots who finally were talking to senators and congressmen saying, if these are hostiles, we don't have any way to deal with them. Now, obviously, there's two divisions in our government. There's what you think in the normal military, and then there's ultra-deep, ultra-black, and off-planet. That's really hard for people to understand until they understand that Ben Rich, they call him the founder of stealth, the father of stealth technology, said anything
yep.
that you can, anything that you can even imagine, we've already done or discarded as not being practical. If you've seen it on Star Wars or Star Trek, we've already done it and succeeded. He said it would take an act of God for this information to be released to the benefit of mankind, and it will take an act of he who challenges God, the Antichrist, to keep it hidden until he's ready to utilize it to call fire down from heaven. And I want to make this statement because it's really critical now. The context of the two witnesses used to be in the future. The context of the two witnesses who will be on earth. I say it's Enoch and Elijah. There are others who claim it's Elijah and Moses. The two witnesses that worked miracles, and Moses and Elijah worked miracles, but God
they were
will
taken
have a
up.
Super-
yeah.
Yes, they were taken up. The Bible is very clear. If Jesus says not one jot or tittle will pass away, you know, of one jot or tittle, then that means that two men born on earth of earthly women and who were supernaturally called by God that were taken up into heaven, then they must die. And isn't it interesting that it's given man once to die and once a judgment? And, Hawk, pretty soon all the petty religious arguments against that are going to be basically petty religious arguments. The petty religious arguments will pass. They will burn away because you know what? Already we're seeing some of the most famous, what I would call, cool cat preachers, and that's my definition. Guys who were in the front lines already abandoning the faith, denying Jesus, embracing alternate lifestyles that the Bible speaks against, and now you've got Buttigieg, and his name, okay, saying that he's even in favor of killing children after they're born. Move over, Baal. Now we've got Butt Baal. And I'm saying that is I don't even know how to pronounce his name right, okay?
I call him Jig Your Booty, okay?
Okay, yep.
He jigs his booty for somebody, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Booty jig,
well,
right.
And a gig is, you know what a gig is when a musician plays. So obviously, right. You know, I think his name is pretty telling. The thing is that when you finally got it, the thing that's
yeah,
really interesting.
Nah, I've got a deep quailism right there. That's
okay. Yeah. The thing is that now we've got, and that is my opinion, and the thing that is, you've got people calling for the open murder of children. What, and I'm going to say something, if you're offended
Bernie
by the word,
Bernie said that
when
too.
And you've got Bernie the commie, or commie Bernie, you know, and the thing is that you've got these people that have gone nuts, and isn't it interesting? Jesus said, by their fruit ye shall know them, and now you've got the demon rats who are the governors of California, in my opinion. You've got the mayors of the different cities. Their cities are dying. The flies are flying. You've got bubonic plague. You've got cholera, tetanus, typhoid. You've got even cops in L.A. coming down
hepatitis,
with tuberculosis.
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And DRTB. DRTB is drug resistance, you know. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here's the deal. Everyone's frustrated. So here's the answer I got from the Lord. What you need to know to do, when you need to know to do it, can only come out of prayer. It will not come out of an organized group doing this, doing that, because I told, and talk, you and I were warning people back in the old militia days, they will put people into your group. And isn't it interesting, Barr, who was, you know, wasn't he the AG? Or no, he wasn't the AG, but,
he was assistant
was
AG.
Yes, when Vicki Weaver was killed.
Yep.
And look at, isn't this interesting? And the assistant AG, when Vicki Weaver was killed by a sniper, Lon Herucci, and now you've got the very people that killed her, cold blood, a woman. You know, and ladies and gentlemen, if you don't understand the cold-blooded murder of women across this country, and even our court system, which have already been compromised, many of them, they're letting these guys go free, and they kill again. So the thing that is critical is that now they want anybody with long-distance rifle skills or abilities. You think it'll stick with AR-15s or semi-automatic?
No.
Uh-huh. They want the guns, and here's the big important point. Tell me if I'm wrong, Hawk, but I don't think anybody outside of you and I have ever talked about gun confiscation in the same breath as assassination of the gun owners. Most everybody won't even address that issue because we know it. If you take the argument that's been put out, it doesn't matter if 50 million people die under this dictator or that dictator or the next dictator, and they all died when they surrendered their guns. And even Vladimir Putin told the American people, if you surrender,
not to give them
Putin,
up.
Not to give them up. Our general friend made the statement, if you give your guns up, he said, the death they have planned for you is beyond what you can imagine. You remember him telling us that?
Yes. Yes, I do. And the fact is that I started, I think, my third show, I said, sharpen your K-bars and load your mags because these people want to come for you and eat your liver, steal your children, your spouse, and take your home, okay? You know, and all your money. And I was not wrong.
You were not wrong. You only left out one thing. You should have said, and sharpen your wit, and if you don't have one, ask God to give you one. Okay?
Absolutely.
And just here's another quailism for you. It's time for people to get their wit together.
Yep,
okay?
I agree.
And the thing is that we're listen, Hawk, you know, these were worst-case scenarios identified 2 decades ago, a minimum, almost a quarter of a century ago, and yet now they're all on play, and most people are absolutely numb to it. We've watched Western Europe fall. We've watched Scandinavia fall. We've watched pretty much the world fall to radical Islam. And this is the deal. Erdogan, the president of Turkey, said, enough of this Islam, you know, radical Islam versus, you know, normal Islam. Islam is Islam, you know.
That's
coming from the guy
that...
Yeah, that's coming from the guy whose ancestors, not ancestors, his, what would you call it, his family tree or people from Turkey when they slaughtered the Armenian Christians. You got to look up,
absolutely,
ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely, man. And then people want to know where these beheadings, and I've seen pictures of the Turkish guys with the knives and all the heads on these silver platters, and all the hands sticking up with the heads, and all the eyes are looking at you, and they got their little fezzes on, and they've got their knives, and boy, they just are so happy that they killed all the Armenians, you know? It's the same bloodlust, brother. It's the same bloodlust.
It's bloodlust, you know? and you and I remember Mike McQuitty, and, you know, remember he and his wife Kay were killed in a car wreck. But he said, remember his infamous story about a nosebleed?
Yeah.
Yep. And once the blood starts flowing in the streets, God told him, and Mike McQuitty basically had a nosebleed, it would not stop. And he went to the Lord, and they prayed about it, saying, Lord, why will my nosebleed not stop? Even if they packed it, you know, with all the stuff they packed, I mean, you know, whatever, tissue or gauze. And the Lord spoke these words to him. Once the blood begins to run in the streets of America, it will not stop. Now, ladies and gentlemen, to my knowledge, Hawk, that was 20 years ago.
More than that, I think.
Well,
20, maybe 22.
Yeah, you've got a better memory. You got a better memory. I basically, when someone says, what about this? When did you start? I just say,
ask
when did
old
it start?
Hawk.
I said, ask old Hawk, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, brother, all I know is that you have fulfilled your charges of the double fold charge that you were given by God, you know? You had two ministries, right?
A Joseph's ministry, and the Lord told me a watchman's ministry. They're not the same, okay? And there's a long story behind it, and prophecies, and in a conference of 400 people, and I was a long-haired radical, just wild for Jesus guy, and these were all ministers who had been some 30, 40 years, and you know, it's really a magnificent story. I touch on it in my book, Jesus, the Premise of Promise. I want to share something with people too. If you're looking for a Bible study, it's different than most people study because it's all about Jesus. Jesus is the premise of the Messiah that was promised. Jesus is the one. He existed before Abraham was. Jesus is. And that's a power statement right there. But again, it's important. And people are telling me now, Hawk, and this I just say to the glory of God, look, I don't. And this is a bad thing. I don't usually think linearly. So when I got the whole premise of the promise, the title, and the names of all chapters, it was literally an instant data dump. I saw the scriptures. I saw everything. And it was like a burst transmission, okay? Because I don't sit down when I'm in the shower and have a waterproof notebook or a dive log and sit there and, you know, put it out in a stylus. I got out. I prayed, and I was praying in the shower, and the thing that's interesting about it is that when I came to the final chapter, hope, and I said this, and I'll be blunt with everybody, being a watchman for 25 years and watching the reception, okay, and the denial, listen to this, seeing the rejection of the truth and the inception of the lie, I got discouraged. There's times I've been very, very discouraged, and I said, God, you're asking me to write the final chapter on hope. And God, I got to tell you something. I'm not sure I have it. I'm just being honest with you, Lord. And instantly in my spirit, I will stand before the Lord to give account for what I'm saying. And as someone who's already been before the judgment seat, I can tell you what, it's very real. It's not the great white throne judgment for the unbelievers, but each one of us as a believer will stand and give account of what we've done in our body. And I will tell you this, that, ladies and gentlemen, it's a fearful sight, and we need to be prepared for that day. So, again, what I'm trying to tell people is this, is that when Jesus asks the question, when he returns, will he find faith in the earth? Hope. This is what the Lord gave me. His, meaning his, the Lord Jesus Christ, overcoming power every day. Help. The help, the word, that God says that he is a help in the present day of evil, an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And help is his everlasting preeminence, his power. Just put his everlasting in him and by him and through him. That's Jesus. Do all things exist that consist? And Hawk, I guarantee you, nobody could have thought that up, including me. Nobody.
I'm looking at your book right here. I've got it in my hand, Brother Quail, and I opened the book to page 372. And this is, hell is anything but pure. Jesus himself made it clear that hell is a very real place. Just because people want to whistle past the graveyard doesn't mean it's not real. Now, I think that's pretty amazing that I'd turn to write to that. And then I would say at the end here on page 600, people, this is a 600-page book. You ought to go to stevequail.com and you ought to order this book or call 406-586-4840 and tell them that Brother Quail was on with Hawk and said to order Jesus, the premise of the promise. Because here's what you say. When you strip away everything that we have, hope stands as a person, and his name is Jesus. And our hope is fulfilled by wrapping our arms around the promises of God and believing that he is who he says he is, and that he loves us, and that nothing can pluck us out of his hand. It's in that embrace that we fall more deeply in love with Jesus, as our faith strengthens and our hope in him is justified. And then he will show you the path. Brother, that's a great book, man, that you wrote. I'm telling you, or that it was downloaded to you, you know.
Yeah, it was downloaded.
Brother Crazy Horse reminds us about the guillotines. You were talking last time we were on about how the guillotines have been perfected by the military here
recently. Yep, and look at the, ladies and gentlemen, isn't it interesting? Cannibalism's in the headlines now, the guillotines. I can tell you this, the general that Hawk and I always refer to told us about literally flying to different bases across the country, and when you have, you know, all the clearances that make the people say, well, my granddad had a top security clearance, and he says you're full of it. Well, he doesn't even know. I looked up an interesting thing on Wikipedia. These guys that are supposedly military historians don't even have a clue as to what kinds of intelligence. They're beyond Q clearance, nuclear. They're beyond crypto. They're beyond SCI. They're beyond, you know, top secret. I mean, you know, and I know people that have security clearances that most people just don't believe exist. And we also know that people that fight in space, and Hawk, you remember when a certain war was going on in space? There was a real attempt of an alien armada to take over the planet, and the mighty men of valor, God bless you, men and women.
They stood in the gap. They stood out there in the gap fighting them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Hawk and I were watching it, not literally on a computer screen, but we were watching it in real time as we were given the narrative, and there were events happening in the heavens. People said, well, what's going on up there? I'm seeing all kinds of weird stuff through my telescope. And, you know, again, it's tough to get people to understand. Now, Ben Rich, again, head of Skunk Works, made the statement that we can jump space. It is a feat accomplished. And he said, we found an error in the equations, so we know how to do it. And ladies and gentlemen, again, it's pretty nice to have friends, in our case, high places, literally, you know, right now, probably on Alpha Centauri. And, you know, people don't get it. Wernher von Braun wrote a novel about the first colony on Mars, and the name of the book, you know, and the ruling class was the Elon, E-L-O-N. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. As in Musk, right?
So,
yes.
Yeah, as in Musk. And the thing is that what we're seeing now is, listen, they're not going to come clean with the truth until they're forced to. And God is going to force, and I want to share this with everybody in the world of black ops, every intelligence agency in the world that goes over what we say with a fine-tooth comb. God is going to reveal to you even that which your clearances won't allow you to know. God is going to strip it away. It doesn't matter if my voice goes silent or Hawk's. This has nothing to do with us. this has everything to do with the power of God moment. And the power of God moment is coming quickly. And, Hawk, you know this and as well as I do. The Word of God says, God, yet once more I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. And, you know, we talk about shaking the tree and see what falls out. Think of what falls out when God shakes the heavens, when it falls down, and think about what comes up when God basically just rattles the underground civilizations. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what Branson's going to be about. I think I have 100 slides, Hawk, in my PowerPoint presentation, just FYI, because I am so nonlinear. I have my dear friend Daniel, who put the PowerPoint together for me, sitting in the front row, or at least on an aisle, and he's going to hold up a white piece of paper or a piece of cardboard that says to me, I asked him to do this, by the way, stick to your PowerPoint. I've got to, how do I, Hawk, go, seriously, you know, I know, we know what we know, we know what we've been told, we know what we've warned about, how do you put that into 2 hours? And then, you know, you put it in the context that everything you and I know, we're told, we got it from people that couldn't say, well, that's above my pay grade. I got so tired of hearing that at one point. I said, Lord, will you please bring someone into my life that can't say that because they are at the top?
And they're at the top of their pay grade, then get the hell out of the way and let somebody move ahead to take something on, you know? Get out of the picture, you betcha. I hate that thing, too. And I'm going to tell you what, well, I'm sitting right here, and the only pay grade I have is I know that there's power in the blood of Jesus, okay? And
Amen.
That's who gives the real pay grade to anybody. And if you step up, if you repent of your sins, if you ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he's going to come in and give you the best deal you've ever got. He can wash you clean, people, even if you're backslid like old Hawk was when Steve Quayle years ago said, you can come to God. You think you're backslid and you've done so many bad things. You can come back to Jesus. I did, and I thank you for telling me that, Brother Quayle. And I'm telling that to everybody out there tonight, okay? Repent and ask Jesus to come into your heart, you know, and be your Savior.
Amen, And ladies and gentlemen, and going one back story, the feds illegally demand Apple and Google turn in over 10,000 names of gun app users. Again, that's for snipers. It is that you know, they use to calculate.
It's the guys who really know the ballistics and stuff. Yes.
You got it. And that should give you a heads up. They're not coming to take your guns. That's their, if you will, that's their cover story. They're coming to take you away or blow you away. And ladies and gentlemen,
take you away,
that's
ha,
the end of
it. Yes, right.
Yeah. And it ain't going to be
Brother
the funny
Quayle,
farm.
Brother Quayle, I'll tell you, it's here, and that's the way it is. I'll tell you what, I thank you for being on here tonight, and I'm just going to tell people, if you can go ahead and get the Branson
live streaming,
get that. Brother Quayle, thank
Gen
you.
6.
People don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand up with the Lord Jesus. Hold off against evil. Brother Quayle, God bless you, and I speed you on your way to Branson and get down there and do a heck of a deal, brother, because it's going to come.
Thank you, Hawk. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, mighty men and women of valor, if you're out there tonight, and I know you are, use your high technology. You have got old Brother Hawk and Steve talking about you tonight. Use your technology to strike blows against the enemy, the Lord Jesus. You do it and strike the blows. And then let's get the people to rise up against the evil. And it may be only a few or a handful, but the power of the blood of Jesus weaken them, God. We can stand in the gap because we have to admit it. Otherwise, it's lost. Good night.